Welcome to the Axis Strength Training Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Sweet, owner of Axis Strength Training in Johnstown, New York, where our mission is to help 2,000 people in the Fulton and Montgomery County area make a lifelong habit of health and fitness so that they can live longer and healthier lives. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Axis Strength Training Podcast. Today is going to be a question and answer episode where our gym members ask us questions and we give the answers. So today's question is, what is the best advice you would give someone who wants to get in shape? Now, this is a pretty broad question, but I am going to assume that the person that asked this question is like the hundreds of other clients that we've worked with at our gym who are not looking for some sort of elite fitness, but are simply looking to lose some body fat, maybe build some muscle, increase their energy levels, be able to do more outside of the gym, and just look and feel better, simply put. And that is the majority of the people that we work with. And really, most people just want to feel good, have energy, you know, look better, and just overall feel better and have a better life. So that's where I'm going to go with this. All right, I'm going to break it down to some really simple things that we can do to make that happen. And I like to start people. So when I'm working with somebody and they first walk in the gym, the first thing I want to do is get them to relax and not look at fitness as some stressful thing that, you know, they have to come to the gym and you know, torture themselves for an hour and a half, 2 hours. That, you know, they're only going to be eating leafy greens and tofu for the rest of their life. Like, that is not it at all. In fact, I preach the opposite approach. So I'm going to break it down into some of the simplest things that you can do to make a big difference in your life. So let's start with nutrition first, because nutrition is the foundation of our fitness. Like, there's no amount of working out that you can do that is going to outdo poor nutrition. So let's start with nutrition. And I'm going to break it down to what I believe, in my opinion, are the simplest things that you can do that will give you the greatest return on your investment for. And it's not complicated, and it's even not even that difficult. So these are things that I think everybody can do with a little bit of practice. All right. So number one, prioritize protein intake. So you want to prioritize foods that are high in protein, like chicken, beef, fish, pork, yogurt. These high protein packed foods are essential for muscle growth and fat loss. Protein will help you build lean muscle, but also keeps you feeling full and satisfied, which means that you're less likely to have cravings for the junk food. Here's a guideline for protein. So the recommendation, if you're looking to get in shape and build muscle, is to eat 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body weight daily. Now, I'm going to break this down even simpler. So, and this isn't 100% across the board, but in general, you can use this guideline for protein. Men, between 150 and 200 grams of protein per day. Women, 100 to 150 grams of protein per day. And I say that, and I generalize that down even further, just to simplify it for people, because what I have found is that most people are significantly under their protein intake needs. So just by simply getting them to increase their protein to within those ranges can make a huge impact. It will help them build muscle. It'll help them burn fat, help them feel more satisfied with their hunger, so they're less likely to eat processed junk food. All right, so that's the first thing. Prioritize protein. Second, simply drink more water. We recommend a minimum of 64 ounces of water per day. It will help you stay hydrated, support your metabolism, to help reduce cravings, and help to avoid calorie-dense drinks. Right? For drinking water, and we have water intake goals for the day, we're less likely to drink other sugary drinks that are not going to be good for us. They're gonna wreck our metabolism and just make us crash during the day, and quite frankly, gain weight. All right, so drink. By drinking more water, you're naturally leading yourself to eating less without even having to try to eat less. All right. So, first thing, prioritize protein. Second, drink more water. And this third piece of the nutrition comes naturally when you do those first two. So, limit processed foods, right? Just limiting. Basically, the junk foods, the sugary foods, the any food that basically you buy in the middle aisles at the grocery store would be considered processed foods. At the perimeter of the grocery store is where most of the whole foods are. By whole foods, I just mean the meats, fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, all of those naturally occurring foods that you could picture in nature. Those are the whole foods that you want to focus the majority of your diet on. And you want to limit the processed foods, the foods that you'll find in the middle aisles of the grocery store. But here's the great part. If you do one and two, if you prioritize protein and you drink more water, you're naturally going to eat less processed foods. So if you focus on the protein intake and the water intake, you're really winning the battle here. So that is like the simple, easiest, I think, best return on your investment where you can focus your efforts, protein and water. Okay. Now let's talk about workouts. All right. So once your nutrition is dialed in, when I say dialed in, I don't mean that you're 100% perfect. I mean that you're mostly eating whole foods, you're prioritizing protein, and you're drinking enough water. That alone is going to kickstart you in the right direction. But I do think to have a certain level of health and fitness, you obviously need to do some training. And I recommend strength training. So, what are my recommendations for strength training? Well, I have a minimum of 10 years of experience working directly with clients on their health and fitness goals, and I have seen that the minimum effective dose would be 3 times a week for strength training. Will help you build muscle, burn fat, but I think 5 is more optimal. I think with moderately intense workouts, 3 to 5 training sessions a week will put you in really great shape as long as your nutrition is dialed in as well. It doesn't have to be super complicated. The workout sessions do not need to be torturous, and I would argue that they shouldn't be. Now, if you're the type of person who loves pushing yourself to that limit and you want to fall on the floor exhausted after a workout, I think it's your choice to do that. But I think there's a lot of people that do not want to do that, and they just want to find a moderate level of exercise that will give them the best results for the least amount of effort. And I just think that's smart training, safe training, and you don't have to kill yourself. I mean, you certainly can push yourself and, put yourself up a notch, with your fitness levels, but really, the normal person just wanting to look better, burn some fat, build a little muscle, feel better. 3 to 5 days a week of moderate exercise through weight training is enough. The only thing I would add to that training would be some more daily movement. So I recommend 30 minutes of daily movement a day at a minimum. And that doesn't have to be anything intense either. It can simply be a walk, a run, a bike, even yard work, housework would count. Just move a little more, especially if you have a desk job and, you know, you sit a lot. You need to get more movement in on a daily basis. I wouldn't just count on your 3 to 5 days a week of strength training. I would add in some daily movement. Just get out, go for a run, go for a bike, just go for a walk. We don't have to, you know, have our hearts pounding and getting all stressed out over our workouts. This shouldn't be torturous. Just go out and move your body. So nothing crazy. Just get active. My recommendation to do this 30 minutes of daily activity is to piggyback it on a habit you already have. So for example, if you know that every day you have your coffee at a certain time of day, maybe build your habit into having that coffee. Go for a walk before you have your coffee or right after. Tie it to a habit that you already have. This is called habit stacking. Just makes it easier to develop the new habit when you add it to a habit that you already have. Okay. So just to go down the list of things that I've given you here, these are the basics, man. And if you do these simple things over time, you will have great results and you will be living a healthy, fit lifestyle. And it doesn't have to be that difficult. You just have to be consistent. I'm going to recap those things here. Number one, prioritize protein intake. Remember the guidelines I told you. It can be as much as 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body weight per day. Or just to simplify it a little more in general, men, between 150 and 200 grams of protein a day. Women, between 100 and 150 grams of protein per day. Add that with drinking plenty of water. We recommend a minimum of 64 ounces of water a day. So by prioritizing protein, drinking plenty of water, you're naturally going to eat less processed foods. You're going to build muscle. You're going to burn fat. You're just going to feel better. And then simply add in some workouts, right? I recommend lifting weights regularly 3 to 5 times a week. Again, doesn't have to be torturous. Just show up, move some weight around, you know, obviously hire a coach to teach you proper techniques so you don't hurt yourself, but really just show up, move weight through space several times a week, and then move daily, 30 minutes of a walk, a bike, a run, yard work, whatever it is, just get moving, maybe get a little sweat going each and every single day. And if you do these 4 things consistently over time, you are a healthy, fit person. And you shouldn't have any problems doing any of the things in life that you want to do and feel good and look good. So let's simplify health and fitness. Let's not overcomplicate it. You don't have to suffer through the journey of health and fitness. You can just prioritize these 4 things and make huge progress. So this is my hope for you. I hope this helped. I hope this helps you get on a course, a long-term journey of health and fitness. One big piece of advice I would give is, like, if you can't do it every day, if you can't maintain this intensity, a certain level of intensity every single day for the rest of your life, you probably shouldn't do it. You should work moderately at something that you can do for years on end, right? Something you don't dread doing. I want you to get in a habit of feeling good about your diet and your workouts. That's our goal. We want people to be fit for life. And in order to do that, you have to find something sustainable. And I don't think that torturing ourselves and suffering is really sustainable for the long term. So think in terms of years, not weeks. Take it slow. Take the pressure off yourself. Build these daily habits, and you're on your way to health and fitness. All right, guys. I hope this helped, and we'll see you on the next one. You can follow Axe's Strength Training on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you're looking to start strength training with expert coaching, personalized programming, and a supportive community to help you reach your goals, visit axisstrengthtraining.com to learn more. Follow the links in the show notes. Now get after it.